What can the health of our pets say about our well-being? In Wilmington, Delaware, a new free veterinary clinic hopes to connect owners with care for themselves while getting their pets on track. For WHYY's Health Desk, Kyrie Greenberg reports.
So I can get the vet student to come and ask the history questions for you, right?
Okay. We work Theodore Trivett and his dog MJ arrived early at the Henrietta Johnson Medical Center to be sure they got a walk-in appointment. He's had her since she was a month old.
Oh, she's my best friend. She's my child. She's my daughter. Anything you think of. I live on the streets before I get rid of her.
MJ is four now, and she's never had her shots. Trivett says he knows a trip to the vet is way overdue.
Because I did price out like what it'll cost to get everything, and it's almost $200.
Right now, they live with his grandparents while he attends automotive school. And that $200?
It's a lot. It's like $1 million, actually, because I've experienced being homeless. So I know the true value of a dollar. And a dollar is a meal, actually.
The free clinic, now in its fourth month, is packed and sees about 20 pets each session. Each table has three veterinarian students supervised by senior vets. Among the tables are clinic staff and student nurse practitioners who ask about the humans' access to medical care and whether they have health insurance.
And what I tell people is dogs don't need willpower.
Yeah. It's our willpower, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Shay Scott is CEO of the medical center. She says by hosting a vet clinic, she's hoping to reach more people who are eligible for low-cost medical care and sign them up for appointments during regular hours.
Sometimes people who don't necessarily take the best care of themselves will take care of a pet or spouse, someone else. So the notion that they're coming here now is an opportunity for us to tap into their primary care as well.
Troya Banks came for a follow-up appointment with her four chihuahuas.
This RJ, Rusty, Crybaby, and Coco.
Her mother is a patient at Henrietta Johnson and gave her a flyer.
I've been having to take care of my husband because he's been sick. I'm not working right now, so we weren't able to take the dogs to the vet anymore.
The dogs still need dental work, but are looking much better after antibiotics and heartworm medication.
Does she ever kind of like lift her leg a little bit and put it down?
Patrick Carroll from the Delaware Humane Association says the partnership is part of their One Health plan, which uses pets' health as a window into the health of the family and environment. Pharmaceutical companies and pet care brands support the effort, with student volunteers coming from three area universities.
By being in a facility that is about human health care, then we can connect the dots to their own health care. If their pet is overweight or their pet has skin issues or diabetes, we can talk about that. That's an issue with humans as well.
The clinic is held the first Saturday of each month between 8 a.m. and noon. For WHYY News, Kyrie Greenberg.